Report: Illegal alien charged with murdering Lachlan Riley wants certain evidence hidden. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2024. The illegal alien accused of murdering Augusta University nursing student Lachlan Riley reportedly wants certain evidence in the case suppressed. The suspect, 26-year-old Jose Ibarra, who is from Venezuela, allegedly killed the 22-year-old woman when she was jogging on February 22 at the University of Georgia's campus in Athens. A Fox News report published on Friday stated, specifically, Ibarra is asking to suppress a two cellular devices believed by the state to belong to defendant and the information contained within them, b genetic and physical information taken from the person of defendant, c the contents of defendant's social media accounts, which include Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, and d location data obtained from Google Incorporated in support of this motion, a court document filed on Thursday reads. Ibarra's defense is arguing that the aforementioned items were unlawfully collected by law enforcement and that detectives entered his residence without a search warrant. He is asking for the evidence to be suppressed under the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine, which makes certain evidence inadmissible if acquired through illegal measures. Ibarra has been accused of killing the young woman by blunt force trauma to her head and asphyxiation, the Fox article noted. The suspect and his brothers, who are also illegal aliens, were residents of an apartment building near the park where Riley was jogging. The outlet also noted it takes 5 minutes to walk from Ibarra's door to the scene of the alleged crime. Ibarra crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in September 2022, according to Breitbart News. As part of President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, where millions have been released, Ibarra was freed into the U.S. Interior with Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials citing a lack of detention space to keep him locked up, the article said. Riley is among numerous other Americans whom illegal aliens have allegedly targeted. In March, former President Donald Trump decried Biden's backtracking on the use of the word illegal in describing Riley's alleged killer, per Breitbart News. During his State of the Union address, Biden called the suspect an illegal but later backtracked on using the term and explained he should have said undocumented. In reaction, Trump said, Joe Biden cares more about protecting the feelings of illegal alien criminals than he cares about protecting the lives of innocent American citizens. It is important to note that DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas later suggested that Ibarra's release into the U.S. Interior was justified because the agency had no reason to detain him, even as thousands of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, detention beds were available at the time of his release, Breitbart News reported in April.